You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Sam's Club members get a savings book with over $5,500 in exclusive offers. Get set for the season with instant savings on kitchen favorites, like $3.50 off Chinette paper plates, $6 off Green Mountain Coffee K-Cups, and $3.30 off Reynolds Wrap foil. Stop into Sam's Club or visit us online and get more for less this holiday with November instant savings. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
John McCain says the Department of Defense has been paying pro sports teams to honor American soldiers. The Arizona senator says paid military commercials do not belong at sporting events.
We appreciate if they honor the men and women in uniform, but not to get paid for it.
The report titled Tackling Paid Patriotism details millions going to things like tickets and luxury boxes. A new government-backed retirement savings program starts today. The free low-risk financial account is called MIRA. It's designed for lower and middle-income Americans who do not have access to a 401k plan at work. Individuals earning less than $131,000 a year and couples who earn less than $193,000 and file taxes jointly can take part. They can have their money from their paycheck bank account or tax refund put into a MIRA. The account is similar to a Roth IRA, but the money is invested only in a U.S. Treasury security created for the program. Investments are guaranteed never to fall in value. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com.
The White House continues pushing Congress to allow the closure of the Gitmo Terror Detention Prison. Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest says holding the remaining prisoners is very expensive. The Gitmo population is down to a little more than 100 prisoners. The prison is part of a sprawling U.S. Navy base at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. Earnest argued that the image of Gitmo is a powerful recruitment tool for terrorists around the world. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree has been cut down and is getting ready to be put up in New York City this Friday. Albert Azendorf of Ulster County, New York, was the owner of the 78-foot-tall, 10-ton Norway spruce.
It's an honor. I'm glad that a lot of other people can enjoy it. You know, we've been enjoying it for so long now, and now it gets basically a proper ending.
He says the tree was only a few feet high when he first moved to his Gardner home back in 1957. The tree will be hoisted into place Friday, and there'll be a big tree lighting ceremony on December 2nd. The next generation of iPhones may include a more affordable runt of the litter. Apple Insider reports the company may be going back to a 4-inch model alongside next year's iPhone 7. The smaller handset was abandoned after the iPhone 5S model. It's predicted the phone will have an A9 processor, but likely won't have the 3D touch capabilities that were unveiled with the iPhone 6S. And the stage is set for the 2015 Country Music Association Awards tonight in Nashville. Little Big Town is leading the nominations with 6 this year, followed by Kenny Chesney and Eric Church with 5 each. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4255. 4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdenhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy. Welcome to Talented People's second portion on Parenting Matters. We're featuring Santa Choice Award-winning author today, Gina Lobiondo. And she's going to tell us about her book, Button Nose, The Sad Little Bear. And that's going to happen in just a minute or so. I just want to let you know, if you happen to be in the northeastern area, in the Hunterdon County, New Jersey, specifically, this afternoon, sunny with a high of 75, southeast wind about 6 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy fog after 4 a.m., otherwise partly cloudy with a low about 46 degrees. Thursday, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday, chance of rain showers throughout the whole time. Just let me let you know, Thursday it's going to be a high of about 68 and a low about 55. Friday, high about 73 and then a low about 53. Saturday, again, chance of rain's continuing, mostly cloudy with a high of 60 and then mostly cloudy with a low of 38. Sunny all day on Sunday with a high of 54 and mostly clear with a low about 33 on Sunday night. And sunny as usual on Monday, high about 36. So I just want to thank you guys for listening in. I know that in the past hour we got through quite a number of award-winning products, but this one we're going to spend a little bit extra time on. Gina's called in from the Philadelphia area. Gina, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Jean.
Okay, I was so glad to have you call in today to talk to us about your book. I know you have several. Why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Okay, I started writing when I was 13, which was a very long time ago, 42 years to be exact, as of October 28th.
Oh, happy birthday.
So, yeah, don't ask me how I remember the date, but somehow I do. And so the 28th of October, every year, I kind of celebrate my anniversary of writing.
Oh, that's
so
funny. I got it now.
When I began my first story, I was actually in seventh grade, I just kept getting these ideas in my head, and I said, you know what, I'm going to start writing it down. You know, I came up with these story ideas, and I was like, and it started out as the story of a girl and her pet horses. Well, by the time I finished writing it a couple of years later, it had characters from every book, movie, and TV series I had ever encountered. It was hysterical. A few years ago, a friend of mine came over, and I dug it out before she left, and we read it. By the time we finished reading it, we were both in hysterics. It was so funny. I couldn't believe I had actually written it, because over time, I had gone on to write short stories. I dabbled in, you know, different other genres, like poetry and stuff, which I've never actually been that good at. But, you know, and then over time, the first major project I wrote was actually a stage play, which is my own retelling of the Cinderella story.
Tell us about that.
So that'll be coming out. Well, the play actually got printed out by CreateSpace. It's one of my printers. Mm-hmm. And but I haven't made it, like, commercially available yet, because there's a twist to that version of my version of the story that happens in, like, about halfway through the play. And so what I did was I took the play the year after I wrote it, and I wrote I turned each scene in the play into a chapter. So I have a 16-chapter and an epilogue novella that I'm waiting for an artist to do some illustrations for.
Wow.
So, yeah, that's exciting. I've been trying to get that book published forever, and it never seems to work out with whatever artist or illustrator that I wanted to get at the time. So it's like, all right, fate is waiting for me to publish this book.
Mm-hmm. And it will be there exactly at the moment that it's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. It'll get done when it's supposed to get done. But in the meantime, it's like, come on, I want to put it out. So it's like, please, I'm hoping this latest illustrator will work out. So, although he's been pretty busy himself and he hasn't had really much time to work on it at all. So it's like, oh, come on. Well, it's like maybe the gods don't want me to get this published or something.
I do believe it'll happen when it's supposed to, though. Tell us about the button nose, the sad little bear, a little bit about that. We have about 2 minutes before we have to go to our first break, but I want to hear about that book, where it came from. Tell us about the illustrator as well.
Okay, well, the idea for the book actually stemmed from my 2.5 year search on eBay for the teddy bear that I had when I was little, who I had named Button Nose. And
it's the cutest story.
Yeah, I know. Everybody loves it so far, and I've been getting some pretty good reviews on it. And but the idea for it stemmed when I actually found my bear. It took 913 days, which on eBay is like forever.
That is a very persistent person looking for that bear.
Yeah, it was like it. Well, there were a few bears that came close. First, I didn't realize he was a Knickerbocker bear. All I knew was remembered what he looked like, and I had some pictures that I found in our old box upstairs, and I said, I remember what my bear looks like, so I kept combing. First, I started out with just teddy bears, and then I found a few that were Knickerbocker, and I said, oh, maybe this is what it is, you know, and then, so I came up with with that search of Knickerbocker bears. So for 913 days, I searched Knickerbocker bears. So in between that time, there were a few bears that came kind of close. They had the same pouty little face, but some of them had music boxes in them, and some had white paws, or they were kind of like really well-worn bears, you know. And I said, I'm going to hold out yet and wait and wait. And then I finally, one morning in January of 2013, up popped my bear, and I almost had a heart failure.
I can't even imagine. It's like, so cute.
Oh, my God. I said, this is my bear. And the guy had him up for 99 cents he started the auction at. And it was a six-day auction, which was the absolute longest 6 days of my life.
Oh, my God. That's so sweet.
Finally, the auction was, it was my last day. It was on a Sunday. And I put it up on eBay and Facebook rather, and I said, everybody, please start praying for me and send me some good juju. I said, because my bear is up at 5 o'clock or whatever it was. I think it was 5 o'clock, and I said, please pray that I win this bear. I says, I can't wait. You know, I says, I've got to have this bear. So everybody was writing in good luck, you know, and everything, and then
it's like a family reunion. You
yeah,
just picture
exactly.
It online.
Everybody's
excited for you to get back with your family member.
Yeah. So then finally, the last it was down to the last few minutes, and then right before it ended, somebody was trying to outbid me, and I was like, lady, at least I assume it was a lady. I was like, whoever you are, you're not going to get my bear.
That is so precious.
So I just bid higher, and knock on wood, I won with like 10 seconds or something to go. I was like, oh my God. I was sweating.
Oh my God. I think anybody out there listening who's ever been on eBay and has ever seen something they want down to those last couple minutes. And so it's like obsessive. Especially if it's something like this that we're talking about. I want everybody to know we're going to our break right now. This is Talented People. It's 4:15 already on November 4th. I'm Jeannie Murphy, and I'm on the line here with our call-in guest today. She's a Santa Choice Award-winning author, and her book's called Button Nose, The Sad Little Bear. And her name is Gina Lobiondo, and she's telling us a story about, we're going to talk about the book in a second, but the book is actually the story, and it's the sweetest little story about when she had a bear as a little kid. Stand by, we'll be right back as soon as the breaks are over.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up, you surely want to exhibit, something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Today we're here to introduce and talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men, perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product, and they will submit four samples. So two will go out to independent reviewers, and one will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice Award-winning seal on the product, then you know that it's been tested and approved by Santa.
Can't ask for more than that.
That's good.
It is good to be tested by Santa and approved. And that's what we're talking about right now is Button Nose, the Sad Little Bear, written by author Gina Lobiondo. And she's telling our story. Are you there, Gina?
Yes, I'm here, Jean.
Okay, thanks. And congratulations again on your award. And many, you actually have three awards other than the Santa Choice Awards on this particular book, correct?
Yes. The first one I won was the Mom's Choice Award in January. And then a couple months later, I won the Pinnacle Book Achievement Award.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And then last June, I think it was June, I won the Independent Seal of Good Writing.
Wow.
Yeah, that's...
Let's talk about the book for a second, because for those out there, you know, we were talking about, you know, your story and so on, a little bit about what you do. But the book itself, I want to give everybody a little description. And then where is the best place for them to go? And I know they can look up on Amazon, correct?
Right, yeah.
So if you want to follow along, again, go to Amazon, look up the book, Button Nose, The Sad Little Bear. Again, it's Gina, and it's Lobiondo, same as her website. Tell us about the, like, you know, for one, it's just such a nostalgic like the book itself, when I'm looking at like the type font, the illustrations, it reminds me of a book that I would have had when I was a child. And that makes it so special for the parents or the readers, like the grandparents or whoever's reading it to the kids, because it kind of takes you back, you know?
Yeah, that was kind of one of my objectives, was to give it like a like an old-fashioned kind of story, you know? And it's about a little bear named Button Nose. First, he's kind of sad because he's in the toy store and nobody's been buying him, and mommies that come in with their kids, they're buying the other little toys and all the other stuffed animals, and he keeps getting left behind. And then one day when he least expects it, a mommy comes in and she picks him off the shelf, and she takes him home to her daughter, and the two of them form this instant bond between, you know, they love each other, you know, immensely. And and then over time, they, you know, go on one adventure after another and whatever, and then little by little, then one day her mother decides that she's starting to get too old to play with teddy bears, so she puts them out on a garage sale and sells them. And then but the second girl that buys him, the second mommy that buys him for her daughter, she doesn't play with him much, and she just kind of neglects him, and he ends up in a toy chest. And then time goes by, and then he winds up with a toy collector. And the toy collector was actually the guy that I bought him from, and he had him in a cabinet for 10 years. So when I first found out about the bear being up there, I was like, I wrote to George, the seller, and I said, please pray that I get this bear. I said, I've been looking for him forever, and so he wished me luck, you know. And then finally, at the end of the auction, when I got it, I said, thank you. Everybody was wishing me luck. So the story kind of comes full circle. By the time, by the end of the book, he gets sold from the toy collector, and it turns out that it's the little girl in the story, but she's all grown up now.
And that's you, right?
That's me.
Yeah. That's so cute. It's so cute. And it's like, oh my God, the pictures and everything. And, you know, honestly, I want to ask you, like, I know that this is because of, you know, the Button Nose, but had you gone around really thinking about missing this bear before you wrote the story and then you found it? Or did you just...
Yeah, I had been looking for him for like 2.5 years. And I hadn't thought about the story until I was actually waiting for the auction. And then also, I kind of like toyed with a few ideas, and then once I won the auction and I was waiting for him to come in the mail, I was like, I was laying up in bed one morning and I just kind of like worked out the whole plot.
Oh, that's so like, cute.
I was like, ooh, this is a good idea. Let me write a story about this.
It's so cute.
And that's how it
And she's got the pictures, just so you know, everybody. I want everybody to know that in the back, there's actually these, like, official pictures, real pictures of the photo gallery, you know.
Right.
It's, like, the bear. And I love this about your books also, Gina. This one, you refer to, like, you know, little sister, or what are the names of like, mom and so on. They're so cute, like, little brother, daddy, you know. They're so, it's just so traditional.
It was kind of like, it gave it more like a universal feel.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't any particular group of kids or people, like, any kind of ethnic background or whatever. It was just like a mommy, a daddy, you know, a little girl, a little brother, you know. It was, and then they go and visit the aunt and uncle, and it's just aunt and uncle.
I love it.
The uncle was my mom's younger brother and his wife at the time, and so that was, you know, it was just like, you know. And then finally, by the end of the book, I'm the only character that has a name in it.
That's just so cute.
Because everybody else is, like, still mommy, daddy, and little brother, you know.
And, like, these are real pictures. I'm looking at them of you with the bear, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's like they're back from, like, the early 60s, right? Like, 65-ish?
Yeah, I was born in 1960, so it was... So in the one picture where I'm sitting there with my next-door neighbor, he was, I think, 12 at the time, so I was about 4. Because my brother was about a little over a year and a half when he was standing in the
It's amazing that you have those photographs. I mean, put them in your book. I can't even get over how cute it is. And everybody, what I was kind of trying to do at the same time,
while I was inserting the pictures, I was kind of trying to make the book long enough so that it would, so I'd be able to put the information on the spine, because all these places where I've tried to get it, they're all like, oh, well, the book, the first book that I wrote, Pegasus and Dragon's Tale, that one doesn't have any information on the spine, because right now it's only like 34 pages. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, well, we won't put anything on the spine unless it's like 50 pages or 48 pages or something. So it's like, all right. And I figured, let me stretch the story, because it's only 20 pages. So I put the reviews in the front.
That's interesting, actually.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then I put the pictures in the back.
Mm-hmm.
I made
it's like a photo gallery, yeah.
The stories in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And then the pictures are in the back. And then after the pictures, I put in the other books that I've written.
Mm-hmm.
So
why not?
It's kind of like a picture of it.
Especially like if someone likes the work.
You know.
Mm-hmm. They can actually, if they like the book, then they can see your other books right here.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just the cutest story. I want everybody to know. Like, I mean, honestly, the illustrations are precious. The story is totally adorable. And it's the kind of book that when you're reading it, you are kind of giggling a little bit nostalgically again. But yet, I don't know. What age were you thinking of the child listening to this? Because I can picture, because of the way that you use mommy and daddy, I'm like, okay, like, you're talking a year, a year and a half, 2 years old. I mean, that's a young, child.
Well, I guess my target audience would probably be like four and up, five and up, around four and five. Because one of the reviewers that just wrote it, his daughter is four, and he said she broke into tears when hugging her teddy bear when Button Nose gets sold.
Yeah.
The garage sale, the yard sale. She was crying.
And left at the restaurant, too. Like, left there by accident. It's so funny.
That actually happened.
I love that. That's so funny.
That was, like, pretty freaky. We were just like, you know, when you're getting ready to leave the restaurant, everybody's talking to each other, and then my brother was little, so we everybody was worried about, getting everybody into the cars and stuff,
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden we were driving away, and I was like, where's my bear?
my gosh.
My dad made a U-turn right away and went back to the restaurant.
Absolutely. Well, that's where, honestly, you're right. Like, four and older, they'll be able to relate to the story from that perspective.
Yeah,
I think that even, like I'm saying, so extraordinary writing, and the images are so... they're so defined that a small young child would be able to understand, the teddy bear in your hand is smiling and it's like in the toy box. I mean, there's so many things here that just could understood.
What I did was when I decided who my illustrator was going to be, what I did was kind of make like rough sketches of what was on each page,
You had it in your mind.
My drawing consists of stick people.
Yeah, me too.
I have
thank God. That's why
no
there's illustrator.
To speak of, even though I always liked to draw and color when I was little, and I did pretty good in art class in high school, but that was about it. That's kind of like the extent of my artwork. But so when I found Brittany, I did all these little stick people sketches. Like what I want on each page. And then she took those, and she came up with all the illustrations that you see.
They're so, so cute. Really sweet.
Yeah, and she did a brilliant job, and all she really used to color them was color pencils.
Amazing.
And a black highlighting marker.
Wow.
And that was it.
That's so...
And she just... We'd come up with this whole thing in I don't know, I guess about 4 or 5 weeks. We did all this. Because she works full time, she's a baker, and so it was like in between her working full time, she would come home at night and bang out a couple of sketches, and be like, okay, and then she'd be emailing them to me on Facebook. It's like, okay, how does this look? Do I have to change this, or how do you like this and that? And then and that was it. I mean, it just kind of came together, and. I met Brittany through a lady I had actually gotten something from on eBay also.
Oh, that's so
funny.
eBay
comes back into it again.
Wow. No, that's great. That's a confirmation or something.
Yeah, it's like the gods want me to make these friends on eBay.
No, that's for sure.
So Kathy, I was saying to Kathy that I was going to look for an illustrator. She says, well, wait a minute. She says, my niece Brittany is an illustrator or is an artist. And I was like, wow. So she gave me Brittany's email, and I connected with her on Facebook. And then I said, well, look, you know, are you interested in doing this? This is the story. And I sent her, like, the first draft that I had of it, which actually was the final draft. I think I only changed. When I write, it's weird. I just actually kind of write the finished product, mm-hmm. mostly, you know. Mm-hmm. And even with my Cinderella book, I've only changed, like, a couple of lines here and there, or a couple of words, since I first wrote it in 1981.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
So there was one line that I didn't like, and I finally figured out what to put in place of the way I had written it originally, so I fixed that.
That is so uncommon. Very unusual. Yeah.
Cause I know. And the funny thing was, when I was in grade school, we had this psycho teacher in fifth grade, and this woman insisted, like, shoved it down our throats that we had to learn how to diagram sentences. I don't know if you ever did that in school.
I remember hating it.
But
yeah.
It's a nightmare. Mm-hmm. It's like you have to worry about subjects, predicates, nominatives. You know what? I still don't know what the heck a predicate or nominative is.
That's too
but
much.
I do know how to tell stories.
Love it.
And actually, I put it on my website when I was writing my About Me page. Mm-hmm. I put the understanding, coming to understand how to do this sentence diagramming made about as much sense to me as quantum physics would to a chicken.
That's too fun.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It's like this new, have you seen this newfangled math that they came out with?
No, but I want to talk about it. Hold on for a second to your thoughts. We have to go to our news and weather real quick. We'll be right back. This is Talented People. Thanks again for listening in. It's already 4:32 on November 4th, and we're having a conversation with Santa Choice Award-winning book author Gina Lobiondo, and she actually has three other awards for the book, Button Nose, The Sad Little Bear. It's an absolutely adorable story. Stand by. We'll be right back.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Five people, including some students, are being treated for stab wounds after an attack this morning at a Northern California college. The University of California Merced reports two people were flown to hospitals while three others were treated at the scene. The suspect is reportedly another student and was shot and killed by police. The small college's campus in the San Joaquin Valley is closed and classes were canceled for the day. Canada officially has a new prime minister. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau was sworn into office today as the country's 23rd prime minister. The 43-year-old Trudeau ran on a platform of change after more than a decade of conservative rule. The former business executive is the son of the late prime minister Pierre Trudeau. Along with promising to boost spending on infrastructure to stimulate Canada's economy, Trudeau's new government also pledged to cut taxes for the middle class. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yep.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
There's good news and bad news for Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton following the release of a new presidential poll. The former Secretary of State still holds a big lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, but she comes up short against several Republican candidates. The Quinnipiac University poll shows that Clinton would lose to Ben Carson 50-40 and to Florida Senator Marco Rubio 46-41. Clinton would also be beaten by Texas Senator Ted Cruz and by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. The lone bright spot in the poll for Clinton is that she would edge Donald Trump 46-43.
The White House continues pushing Congress to allow the closure of the Gitmo Terror detention prison.
Congress will receive something that is thoughtful and carefully considered from the administration about what we propose to do. And it remains to be seen whether or not Congress will thoughtfully and carefully consider it.
Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest says holding the remaining prisoners is very expensive. Earnest says closing Gitmo is a top national security priority. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
It's here. The biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Comedian Robin Williams' widow revealed her late husband suffered from Lewy body dementia, a disease similar to Alzheimer's. Dr. James Galvin of Florida Atlantic University's Medical School says Lewy body dementia is the second most common cause of dementia after Alzheimer's.
Visual hallucinations, so seeing things that aren't there, typically little people or furry animals.
Dr. Galvin also says there's no evidence that having Lewy body dementia increases the risk of suicide. He adds the disease starts earlier than Alzheimer's, with the average patient in their late 60s to early 70s. It affects more than 1 million Americans. The primary symptoms include progressive change in memory, Parkinson-like features, and hallucinations. The White House is being pressed about aviation security over the Sinai Peninsula. A Russian plane crashed Saturday after leaving a resort area in Egypt, and all 224 on board were killed. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there has been a longstanding security advisory to U.S. airliners about traveling around the Sinai Peninsula. The advisory came from the FAA in response to concerns about terrorism. Earnest also noted that no U.S. airliners regularly service the Sinai Peninsula. The cause of the Russian crash is unknown. Target is getting...
Welcome back to the show. It's Talented People. It's 4:37 in the afternoon. I want to play you something real quick, and then we're going to go back to our interview. You have to be in the mood for the holidays in order to really get into the Santa Choice Awards, but it's right around the corner. So we just want you to know that we're on the phone today with a book author. Her name is Gina Lobiondo, and she wrote the book, Button Nose, The Sad Little Bear. It's a Santa Choice Award winning book, in addition to having three other very prominent awards. So Gina, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks. Okay, so you were getting ready to tell us more about something that you wanted to share, and I had to go to the break. So why don't you go back to what you were telling me? I can't wait to hear.
The diagram of sentences, like, it made about as much sense as quantum physics would to a chicken. It's like, and even to this day, 42 years after I started writing stories, I still don't understand it.
Right, I understand.
It's like, I could probably understand quantum physics before I would understand that. And yet, I know how to tell stories.
Mm-hmm.
That's the weird part.
Well,
I don't understand the technical part of the grammar, but I do know how to tell stories, and I have friends, a lot of friends in the UK and Australia. So I don't know if you noticed, but I use some British spellings in my books.
Oh, I did not notice that. But give us an example.
Well, neighbors, I use B-O-U-R, and
cute. Oh, that's sweet.
I don't know if there's any word about neighbors in that one. Oh, actually, no, the neighbors was in Pegasus, but I use it in there too. I just like the way the words look.
Mm-hmm, me
and,
too.
And for me, I know a lot of people in America would look at the word and say, well, that's spelled wrong. But it's like, no, it's not spelled wrong. It's just the way it's spelled in Britain or in Australia. And it's like, you know, for me, with having all these friends around from those areas, it makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like, okay. And then... I was telling you about the new math that they were coming out with. I've seen examples of it on some of my Facebook friends have put it up, and it's like, it makes absolutely no sense. I'm like, where do they get all these numbers?
Right. So tell us what...
And when you're just adding, like, you know, 55 and 22, which would be, you know, 77, you know, but then they break it up and they put 10 and 10 and 10 and 10, and it's like, where the heck are they getting all these cockeyed numbers?
Mm-hmm.
It's like... It makes no sense. They're driving these kids crazy.
Well, tell us what's going to be, what's next on your agenda. I know you've got the play coming out, the Cinderella in your version. And so what else are you up to?
Well, I'm actually kind of working on a sequel to Pegasus off and on. I haven't had much time to do a lot of writing on it, but it's probably about halfway done.
Wow.
And it takes place, you haven't seen Pegasus yet, but at the end of the book, the two tiny little bear cubs that are at the end of the first book, they're now 16-year-old princesses. So the story takes place 16 years after the original story in that one. And it's an whole new adventure with the dragon and the two young princesses. And they go and rescue a kingdom, and it's going to be a cute story once I get it all together and finish it.
Well, we're just very, very excited.
Pegasus, the Dragon's Tale, was actually came about from me getting my niece a Build-A-Bear when she was 8 years old.
Oh.
For her birthday.
Okay.
And then I had always wanted to write something with her and her brother, and it just had never come up. And then when she turned 8, I decided to name the Build-A-Bear after her, Princess Camilla. And so that's how it happened. And then I named the characters. I originally written Pegasus as a short story. It was one of my short stories years ago. But there were two princesses. So I took one of the princesses and turned it into a prince and named it after Camilla's brother, Deshaun. So that's how that happened. So they became prince and princess, brother and sister bears. And then I wrote that story, and that one won 8 awards.
That's just extraordinary.
Some of the similar ones that this one won, except I didn't enter that one in the Santa Choice Awards. I don't think I knew about it then.
Yeah, you should. You still have time. But let me ask: is there anything that you want to say to everybody out there? Because we already have we're less than 2 minutes to the end of the show here, pretty much. So, what would you like everybody else to know about you out there?
About bad news, you mean?
Just about you, or anything else you want to leave everybody out there listening with?
Have fun and buy the books.
Yeah, absolutely. And go to
that
Amazon.
Would be great. I can always use it, you know.
Sure.
If you get them on eBay, they're both on eBay, and I can autograph them for you because I have them.
Oh, nice touch.
Yeah. And if you don't need them autographed, if you want to send them out to somebody, you know, without even looking at it.
Oh, my gosh.
You can get those on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. But then, like I said, eBay, I can
That is such a special touch. I'm so glad you brought that up because, listen, everybody out there, this book, Button Nose the Sad Little Bear, it's not just only for a child or so. If you wanted to have it autographed by the author and then give it to anybody, I could tell you, I was born in 64, so, of course, giving my age away here, but it's just a nostalgic book. And if you've ever experienced, like we said, about eBay or anything, you'll understand how sweet the story is and how cute it is and how special it really is. No, that's great to know. Thank you for telling everybody that.
Yeah, I figured, it's up on all the locations. So wherever you're most comfortable shopping, that's it.
That's so great. Well, thank you so much, Gina, for being
you're
on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. And also, thank you for the award. I appreciate that very much.
Oh, you're so well deserving of it. The book, I can't even tell everybody how much I'm a big, huge fan. I think it's so sweet, and I think you did a great job writing it. Now I want to go back again and look for the different ways that you have presented it with a different wording, too. You take care, Gina, okay?
You too, Gene. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a good night.
You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. What an adorable woman, I swear, I got to say. She is so... I mean, really excited about her award, but she's also earned, those are pretty prestigious awards that she was talking about. So I just want to let you know, we're not joking around here. This Santa Choice Award winning book, Button Nose the Sad Little Bear, is the sweetest story. And like I said, I mean, I'm talking, the illustrations would actually capture and engage, I believe, a 2-year-old. I say one, but she said 4. All I know is 4, 5, 6, they're going to be just like hanging on to the edge of their seat because of the fact that the little bear is such a best friend and then gets left behind at the restaurant and, daddy has to go back and get it. And then mommy sells it at a garage sale. I think we've all lived through that. And then she found it on eBay almost 30 years later or something. And she actually went into a bid war. The whole thing is adorable. Side story. But when you're reading the book, you get to almost feel the same thing, only you don't, of course, go into the eBay shopping experience. So one more quick little break here, and we're going to be at the end of our show. It's already 4:45 on November 4th. Hope you're having a great day, and thanks for listening in.
Today we're here to introduce and talk about the Santa Choice Awards and the Mariah Foundation.
The Santa Choice Awards program represents and evaluates over 23 different categories of products, from pets, family, as you expect, toys and games, all the way out to apparel, jewelry, just for men, perfect gifts. And our award program actually was designed to be a destination where anyone in the family can go to find the best gifts for Christmas. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell about the process?
Well, it's almost like a Consumer Reports website where whoever the manufacturer will submit their product, and they will submit four samples. So two will go out to independent reviewers, and one will stay in-house for our executive review team, which we have a really amazing board of people that are all parenting, international parenting experts. So we're very excited about it. And then the other one will go to the Mariah Foundation, which is a charity, 501(c) pending organization that is going to distribute all of these products to underprivileged children and families
during the holidays and otherwise during the year. Mm-hmm. So we're asking you to take a look at this image and to look for it on the products that you buy for the holiday season.
Yeah, if you see this seal, Santa Choice Award winning seal on the product, then you know that it's been tested and approved by Santa.
Can't ask for more than that.
Well, good.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
If you're looking to get in front of thousands of new customers, connect with your current customers, you don't want to miss out on the largest business show in Hunterdon County. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business and Home Expo, coming up on a new date, Thursday, November 5th, in a new location at Hunterdon Central High School in Flemington at the Fieldhouse in Common from 2 to 7 p.m. You surely want to sign up. You surely want to exhibit. Something you don't want to miss. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy with Talented People here on Princeton Television. I'm here with Mark Diano, who is four-time award-winning columnist for the Star-Ledger. Steve Gottlieb from Shindig.com. Mary Glenn, she's the associate publisher for McGraw-Hill Professional Division. Jeannie Murphy Public Relations is a small and boutique customized public relations firm. We are small enough that we can actually work one-on-one with our clients and achieve their goals,
but at the same time, we're large enough that we can actually implement their goals to the CNN and Foxes of the world. So we can take a client and take their message or create their message and distribute it all the way through to the mass forums, including social media, of the client's needs in today's ever-growing and ever-moving forward environment.
You know, I've worked with a number of different PR marketing firms, and quite frankly, they just didn't live up to my expectations and the promises and commitments that they've made to me. And in contrast, Jeannie Murphy and her team have actually well exceeded my expectations. And I think one of the most important areas is that of the personal attention that they've given me.
We have a number of talented individuals that work with Jeannie Murphy Public Relations. We have specialized individuals in each and experts in each field. We have a dedicated part-time videographer. We also have two people on our staff that are completely dedicated to reaching out to the media, if it's a television host or a producer of a show or a radio show, to explain what our client is doing and to ask for them to appear and be on their shows. Then we have our business development, which is myself and my business partner, Colleen Kelly, and she's also in charge of artistic design and everything, managing the websites and everything that we operate, including the television shows and the radio shows.
They're professionals. They are a pretty big organization at this point. They have authors from all over that are clamoring to do business with them, but they're personal as well. I mean, they bring it down to the personal level. Everybody that works with them, including me with the Lions, feels like we're the most important people in the world to them.
We actually sit down with our clients on the first day and we kind of feel their passion. We learn what they're talking about. They teach us about what they're speaking about, what they want to accomplish. And then we say to them, okay, well, here's the landscape of opportunities. Let us take you there. So we're different because we have one-on-one contact. And then more importantly than anything, probably, we have the ability to distribute the message because we own our own television and radio shows, and we have affiliates at Mariah Media that pick up our stories. We really work with them, but we actually do provide results. We actually specialize in taking a person who knows absolutely nothing about the world of media, but they know everything about their subject matter. And when they come to us, they know everything about what they're talking about, but they don't understand how to get on television. They don't understand distribution. They don't understand radio appearances, and yet they know how critical it is. Taking a client and delivering their message to the consumers with passion in the same voice that the client comes to us with when they describe what they're doing. So we specialize in making sure that every opportunity that that company or personality wants to achieve is in front of them.
One of the most tremendous opportunities that they created for me was to get me a guest blog on an extremely influential business blog site, and that led to something like, I don't know, 25,000 or 30 reads, and of course as a result of that it got the attention of others, both in terms of organizations and individuals with which I could be hired by, as well as other media outlets that wanted me to write for them.
I wish JNPR the best of luck. They are just really going places, and I'm proud that I knew them when they first started, and I see them growing, and I'm just so excited about their future.
When you're considering marketing, for myself, I didn't consider how important it was earlier on, and one of the things that I learned is if I had had somebody like Jeannie on my team earlier, before my book came out, for example, it would have made such a bigger difference. So I wish that I had understood and appreciated the impact that that would have, and then to have been able to go with somebody who really, again, had my best interests in mind.
We are situated in Ringgoes, New Jersey, which is in the heart of Hunterdon County, New Jersey, one of the most beautiful places in the United States. We have a very, very special property. It's a 200-year-old farmhouse, a Victorian home that has immaculate views. The destinations are over 5 miles away. So we see the vision, and we always bring our clients here so that they can actually see their vision and get passionate over what we can do for them and what they can see happening to them. So we work here. There's a lot of history to our building, and we love getting to work every day.
Thanks for hanging in there throughout the last 2 hours. It's already 4:55 in the afternoon. This is Talented People. Really appreciate you listening in. Hope you enjoyed our day today, focusing on the Santa Award-winning titles. And we hope you'll stick with us next week. So it's 4:55, and we hope you have a great week.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. 5 people, including some students, are being treated for stab wounds after an attack this morning at a Northern California college. The University of California Merced reports 2 people were flown to hospitals while 3 others were treated at the scene. The suspect is reportedly another student and was shot and killed by police. The small college's campus in the San Joaquin Valley is closed and classes were canceled for the day. Canada officially has a new prime minister. Liberal leader Justin Trudeau was sworn into office today as the country's 23rd prime minister. The 43-year-old Trudeau ran on a platform of change after more than a decade of conservative rule. The former business executive is the son of the late Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau. Along with promising to boost spending on infrastructure to stimulate Canada's economy, Trudeau's new government also pledged to cut taxes for the middle class. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
There's good news and bad news for Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton following the release of a new presidential poll. The former Secretary of State still holds a big lead over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, but she comes up short against several Republican candidates. The Quinnipiac University poll shows that Clinton would lose to Ben Carson 50-40 and to Florida Senator Marco Rubio 46-41. Clinton would also be beaten by Texas Senator Ted Cruz and by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. The lone bright spot in the poll for Clinton is that she would edge Donald Trump 46-43. The White House continues pushing Congress to allow the closure of the Gitmo Terror Detention Prison.
Congress will receive something that is thoughtful and carefully considered from the administration about what we propose to do. And it remains to be seen whether or not Congress will thoughtfully and carefully consider it.
Presidential spokesman Josh Earnest says holding the remaining prisoners is very expensive. Earnest says closing Gitmo is a top national security priority. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year. Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Comedian Robin Williams' widow revealed her late husband suffered from Lewy body dementia, a disease similar to Alzheimer's. Dr. James Galvin of Florida Atlantic University's Medical School says Lewy body dementia is the second most common cause of dementia after Alzheimer's.
Visual hallucinations, so seeing things that aren't there, typically little people or furry animals.
Dr. Galvin also says there's no evidence that having Lewy body dementia increases the risk of suicide. He adds the disease starts earlier than Alzheimer's, with the average patient in their late 60s to early 70s. It affects more than 1 million Americans. The primary symptoms include progressive change in memory, Parkinson-like features, and hallucinations. The White House is being pressed about aviation security over the Sinai Peninsula. A Russian plane crashed Saturday after leaving a resort area in Egypt, and all 224 on board were killed. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says there has been a longstanding security advisory to U.S. airliners about traveling around the Sinai Peninsula. The advisory came from the FAA in response to concerns about terrorism. Earnest also noted that no